Zlines. In local news, a new theatrical production is set to play at the Roundhouse Theatre from July 30. It's an apocalyptic comedy called We're All Gonna Die. Morton and Button, the creative director and technical director of Dead Puppet Society, recreated Brisbane landmarks such as the City Hall and the Wheel of Brisbane, and then continues to destroy them. The theatrical production is about a school student named Theo who has trouble convincing others a sea monster is on its way to demolish Brisbane. So they say that our stories usually have a social and ecological justice message, Morton says. After last week's storms, Queenslanders will be briefly enjoying typical wintry conditions before a widespread trough in the southwest corner reaches the coast by Wednesday, bringing cloud cover, causing minor river flooding in some areas like Warwick. But keep that thick jumper and extra duvet ready, though, as the showers will bring on a cold snap all the way to the Cape York Peninsula. Senior meteorologist Shane Kennedy from the Bureau of Meteorology said the next cold snap after that next trough should be more substantial. So rug up, Queenslanders.
In national news, tech giant Google has threatened legal action against the Australian government after talks circulated of YouTube being included in the social media ban for under 16s. The eSafety Commissioner made the suggestion to involve the app in the new regulations last month, arguing that much of the content on the site has the potential to be harmful to young minds. Labour frontbencher Tanya Plibersek has said, "We need to make sure that, as a government, we back in parents' efforts to protect their kids from some of the harmful stuff that's online. We're not going to be bullied out of taking action by any social media giant." Exclusive data from the health directory Clean Bill projects a 55% jump in bulk billing clinics nationally, with 740 additional centres, with the biggest jumps forecast outside major metro regions. The report found clinics that don't bulk bill will be unlikely to reduce costs, which means that your out-of-pocket costs may go up, as they have for the last 3 years, Clean Bill founder James Gillespie said. "We want to focus on the cost of living. That was the basis that we were elected in," Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told ABC's Insiders. The projections are below the government's pre-election pledge of 90% bulk billing rate, although that is by 2030. The new financial incentives kick in on November 1. In international news, leaders from Thailand and Cambodia will meet in Malaysia for negotiations aimed at resolving a deadly border dispute. Malaysia currently chairs the Association of Southeast Nations and has offered to mediate the ongoing crisis, which has left several soldiers dead. In Scotland, for trade talks with the European Union, US President Donald Trump warned the two countries if they did not strike a ceasefire deal between each other, he would suspend all trade agreements with the US.
For your weather today, Brisbane is warming up, but the wind is keeping things a little fresh. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all